Welcome to the Business Champion Radio Show, sponsored by KMAREducation.org. Get ready to dive into the vibrant world of local businesses with us. We're here to chat about all things growth, health, and productivity, straight from the owners and the employees themselves. Why should you listen? Because we're spilling the beans on what makes businesses tick in our community. From awesome success stories to practical tips, we've got the inside scoop to help you level up your game. So don't touch that dial and join the party. Here is your host, Marietta Kammerer. Automatic. So part of me is when I'm with you, I'm an addict. And I need some relief. My skin and your teeth can't see the forest through the trees. Got me down on my knees, darling.
Hello, welcome, and good morning. I'm your host, Marietta Kammerer. Thriving at work, easy time management tips, and making your talents shine is our topic. We're in a fast-paced environment. We got to make the most of our time and talents. We are on somebody else's clock, and we got to move and shake it. We like to share some tips with you, applicable all around this morning. Become a GSD person, which translates, and I'm going to be very careful, getting SH done. You can fill in the other two letters. Joining me this morning is Jennifer Massari. She's a learning consultant. Welcome, Jennifer, to the Business Champion Radio Show.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for making this possible. Good morning, Sir Rich. How are you?
Good morning. How's everything over there?
Oh,
on the other
just
side of
peachy
the glass?
Creamy. All right. Okay. Before we get started, I have a couple of announcements. The Healing Mind magazine. Dive into the latest insights and inspiration. TheHealingMindMagazine.com. Your go-to source for articles and nourish the mind, body, and soul. Explore topics that matter to you and join a community dedicated to holistic well-being. Don't miss out on the BusinessChampionMagazine.com. We've just archived our latest shows and articles, offering you fresh perspectives and success stories that can fuel your own business journey. Visit now and stay informed, inspired, and connected to TheBusinessChampionMagazine.com. And, of course, I like to read a nice little quote that Jennifer just passed over to me this morning before we got going here. She said, toot your own horn because somebody has to do it. So toot your own horn because somebody has to do it by Jennifer Massari. I love that. I said, Jennifer, I can do a show with that, you know, next time. But no, it's true because we don't give ourselves enough value. And we got to believe our talents, our skills and talents, because we got to stand behind it. It's you know, and there's a big big problem people have with that, Jennifer, you know?
I think sometimes as well at work, your manager knows what you do.
Right.
But do they know everything you do?
And he wouldn't tell you or she wouldn't tell you every day. Mm-hmm. So anyway, let's get started with the show, Rich. Automatic. So part of me is when I'm with you, I'm an addict.
Traveling soon? Get your vaccinations with no appointment needed. In and out in 5 minutes. NewtownHealthPharmacy.com. We're a unique family-owned pharmacy with no appointments needed. Walk in and experience our friendly service. NewtownHealthPharmacy.com. Located at 255 South Main Street, Newtown, Connecticut. Next to Station 25 Restaurant.
You're tuned in to the Business Champion Radio Show on the web, thebusinesschampion.com. I'm Marietta Kammerer on WICC 600 and 107.3 FM. Today joining me is Jennifer Massari, a learning consultant. Again, good morning. Thank you for being here. All right, folks, let's dive into two things we all want more of: time and applause. Rich, you're supposed to play applause. Okay, he's getting to it. Time. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Time management is like trying to squeeze toothpaste back into the tube. You know you need to do it, but it's always a bit messy. And making your talents shine? Well, that's like being a peacock at a pigeon party. You've got to strut your stuff. So let's figure out how to tame the clock and dazzle the crowd, all without breaking a sweat. Well, I don't know. Or a nail. So, okay. Jennifer, let's do this. We both worked very hard at this because we're just doers. We don't think about it. And, you know, I really thought about this time management today. And we're going to be starting with very simple tips. And I put this in question form. So how can I quickly tackle small tasks that tend to pile up? What do you say?
Well,
what'd you say?
A few years ago, someone told me about a book. And yeah. It's by Brian Tracy. It's called Eat That Frog. Get more of the important things done today. So you're talking about getting those simple things done. Mm-hmm. And the moral of this story is that if a frog is staring you in the face every morning, you have to eat that frog.
Oh.
Well, then you could go through the rest of the day with that satisfaction, knowing that it's probably the worst thing that's going to happen to you all day.
Okay.
So in other words, get that small thing done.
Oh, okay. That's a small thing, eating a frog.
Eat that frog.
Okay, all right.
Because the frog is that task that will have the greatest impact on achieving your goals.
All right. Well, I came up with the 2-minute rule. I said, what can I, but, you know. Anyway, so here's what I came up with. In 2 minutes, I can clean the toilet bowl, cleaning the cat box, filling the salt and pepper shaker, taking food out of the freezer, making a quick grocery list. That's when you just in and out like 4 things, milk, sugar, and who knows what, right? Not a regular grocery list. I like to take my time. Can't do it in 2 minutes. Opening up windows. I believe in opening up windows every single day. Let the fresh air in. Look, for 2 weeks, we had the air conditioner on. It stinks in the house. It has different smells. I said, where are the smells coming from? Now we can open up, you know, a little bit, at least for 2-3 days. You know, all of these things. Watering the plants, brushing my teeth, making the bed. Very important. I can do the bed in 2 minutes. Taking out the trash. There you go, 2 minutes, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they all need to be done. We don't think about it in that order, but that's why we're doing the show. There are basics we just don't think about, but we thought about it this week. So next question, what technique can help me stay focused and prevent burnout during long work sessions? What do you say?
I think a lot of that has to do with procrastination too, where we want to get it done, yet how are we going to get it done? There's a process called the STING process. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
It's a pretty neat tip. We use the acronym STING.
Mm-hmm.
So the S stands for select that one thing that you need to do. Just that one thing that is on your plate. Procrastination is something that is an enemy of time management. And it's stressful, and it could be highly damaging to your career, to your productivity, and it's something that we shouldn't be proud of. So if you try this STING process, so you select that one thing that you need to do,
mm-hmm.
and then you time yourself. So how long do you think it's going to take you to get started on this? How long do you think it's going to take you to complete it? So you time yourself for at least an hour. And you ignore everything else.
Really?
Ignore everything else. And then no breaks. So that the T is time yourself. The I is to ignore everything else.
Mm-hmm.
The N is to no breaks. You're on the clock here for that 1 hour.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of that hour, give yourself a reward.
Interesting. And we're making these suggestions. Because everything works differently for everybody. Now, I came up with a 25-minute and then take a 5-minute break. After 4 cycles, take a longer break. Now, let me tell you right now, that doesn't work for me. When I start a project, I'm so focused that I don't want to take a break after the 25 minutes, because maybe during that time, an email came in or a phone call. Oh yeah, I need to talk to that person. It doesn't. No, to me, when I'm working on a project and I know, let's say for instance, I do commercials. I write all my own commercials. Now, to write commercials and make it ready for them for the radio, it will take me at least 15 minutes. The topic, you know, the content of it, and everything. At least because I'm really I'm fast with it now. I've been doing it for 17 years, so you know, if it takes you longer than that, you shouldn't be in the business. So 15 minutes, start to, and I can't talk to anybody or anything. That's a focus. Then I do something else. All the things that I need to do are on a piece of paper. All the important things and the ones that are real important, I highlight them in yellow. Next question. How can I prioritize my tasks effectively?
Oh, I'm so glad you said that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure.
Did you know that 70% of business professional people work from a to-do list? The most successful people use a to-do list.
Thank you. We belong to that. Thank you very much.
We do.
Applause, bitte schön.
Yeah.
Herr Doktor. No. Rich. Sir Rich. Applause.
So when you make a list of all the things that you need to do.
Right.
How do you feel when you cross something off that list?
Oh. Yeah. It's like you're taking your backpack off your back.
Yeah.
It's true, isn't it?
It's joy.
Yeah.
It's satisfaction. And it's actually motivation to get more done. When you cross something off that list, it releases a small amount of dopamine.
Okay.
And that's your fuel to keep you going.
Okay, thank you. Now, I came up with, it's just common sense how to prioritize your tasks effectively. Well, pay the phone bill now before you get shut off. You know, 12 o'clock, you told them the money is coming, and then 12 o'clock it's going to... Common sense I'm appealing to. Feed the dog now. He's hungry, can't wait, and so forth. I'm common sense oriented, but not everybody has common sense, so they get confused. So I don't know. Next question. How can I reduce the mental strain of switching between different types of work?
We have, we often multitask.
Okay.
And when you multitask, so I think about that as you're switching from one thing to another, right?
Right.
And when you multitask, and I'm not talking about talking on the phone and doing laundry at the same time.
Right.
I'm talking about those things that we really need to focus on. And our brains are hardwired to focus on that one thing at a time. So each time we switch from one task to another, we actually lose time. Our brains stop processing one thing. Now they have to process another thing. So we have to learn to focus on that one thing. Have you ever been in a meeting? So I'm in a meeting with my team, and I see that notification come up, that ding, as you were saying,
ding.
And I want to see what that is all about.
Yes, we have to.
I have to look at it.
Of course.
And let me just answer this while I'm in the meeting.
Ding.
Right.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden I hear my name, Jennifer. What do you think about that? Like, oh.
You totally lost it.
I don't know what they were saying.
The threat is interrupted.
Yeah.
You know how I, years ago, back in the 90s, this switching focus, it's like a TV control. And you push to different channels. Oh, first channel is news. The next one is a music, a dancing lesson. The third one is a movie, a drama, and so forth. All the different channels and so forth. It takes a different mindset to adjust and to respond to it. Just use like a TV control thing with all the different switching.
Gotcha.
That's exactly what it is. So we're going to go for a quick break, and we will continue after the break.
You're not next to me.
I'm falling.
Stay on track with your meds. Our medication adherence program and run-out reminders keep you healthy. NewtownHealthPharmacy.com. Running out the door? Get your prescriptions filled and be on your way in 5 minutes. NewtownHealthPharmacy.com. Located at 255 South Main Street, Newtown, Connecticut, next to Station 25 Restaurant. You are my name, and I need some relief. I'm
staying in your tea, can't see the forest through the trees. You are tuned in to the Business Champion Radio Show. I'm Marietta Camber here with Jennifer Mosari this morning, a learning specialist. Thriving at work, easy time management tips, and making your talent shine all around. That's what we're talking about. So we broke it down into making your talents shine and what else?
Managing your skills. As we're going to...
The time management.
Oh.
We're going to get to the... I have one more. How can I ensure I achieve my most important task each day?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
We were kind of talking about it before the break and making that to-do list and prioritizing that. What is urgent and important? I think it's called the Eisenhower Matrix.
Yes.
That's out
exactly.
there. I think that could be very helpful. What is really important? And oftentimes, I remember a couple of years ago, my daughter said to me, I'm doing A and B, and then she finds out that she should be doing C, but nobody ever told her that.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes we have to have that conversation also with our leaders. So what is urgent and important to me might not be urgent and important to my manager or vice versa.
Mm-hmm. What I do is I make one sheet because I try to keep the business a separate sheet and the private. It won't work. My brain doesn't pick it up. I have to have everything on one sheet.
Mm-hmm.
So that may not work for you. I'm just giving some tips. So I write everything down, scratch everything off. Everything is listed, what I need to do, and highlighted by urgency. Highlighted. Everything in yellow is urgent. That works for me. As soon as I work with two or three different lists, my brain doesn't pick it up.
Got it.
Then I get confused. What are all these loose papers? Because I have to see it. I have to park them somewhere. I get really, it annoys me. I get ticked.
And it could be very stressful as well.
It creates stress.
Right.
But everything on a piece of paper, and you do whatever works for you. I'm just telling you how it works, what works for me. Everything on a piece of paper, highlighted with, do you use different colors? It's fine too. It's fine with me.
And we have to be very careful with those sticky notes.
Oh, yeah, you told me. But
yeah.
You know, they're like an ocean of sticky notes. I mean, that would irritate the heck out of me.
There was a time where I know I wrote it down. Whatever I needed to do, I wrote it on a sticky note. And it got stuck within a number of other papers. And that's very frustrating. And now I'm wasting time trying to find that little sticky note. It's just as bad as going into someone's office and saying, oh, I'll do that for you right when I get back to my desk. And you completely forget.
Yeah.
If you don't write it down.
The sticky notes won't do it. I use sticky notes here on my... my presentation on radio, you know, what each page represents. And each topic is in a separate color sleeve. So and that's exactly in the order I present it.
Mm-hmm.
That works for me. I couldn't have loose papers. You know, shuffling them around, you get, what is this?
Right.
You know, so anyway, we do what works for us. We're just giving tips. Now let's move over to the how to make your talent shine. How do I identify my strength?
Sometimes it's hard for us to think what our strengths are, to identify our own strengths. And if we could write some things down, like what do I do? What do I do well? It's kind of you're branding yourself in a way.
Mm-hmm.
And also to have that conversation with your leader. I think what a good thing to do, and I've often said this to many of my clients, is to have your team members write down what they loved this week. What did they love doing? And also what they didn't like. Sometimes we call them roses and thorns or peaks and valleys, things like that. What did I love and what did I not love?
Mm-hmm.
And that could start to bring out our skills and bring out our strengths mm-hmm. as well, and as when you have that conversation with your leader.
And Jennifer, this is a wonderful component to take in when I do employee appreciation events mm-hmm. at companies. This part is so important, besides making other workshops out of it or online programs or on radio. Mm-hmm. And my answer to this is, I think we know what we're good at. I don't have the desire to ask anyone what I'm good at. Because if you're truthful with yourself, the truth comes out. You know when you were lousy at something and what you need to learn, and you know what you're brilliant at. So I don't like to ask anybody. I really, really don't, because that's just me. Yeah. So creation and implementation of my ideas and make projects out of it. That is a practicing ground for me to really, this worked and this doesn't work. This needs to be adjusted. But a lot of people don't have that at work. You know, I'm self-employed. Let's move on to the next one. How can I find opportunities to showcase my talents? That's a big thing.
As you started the show off, you said, toot your own horn.
Yes. Right?
And I think we need to do that.
Yes. Toot your own horn. I'll get something. I'll get a sound effect for it. It's so true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because nobody praises you except your mother and father, maybe. And we know as adults today, we have walked a stretch in time on our life journey. We know what we're good at and what we're not good at. And we need to say every day, and I'm practicing this every single day. And it doesn't have to be big accomplishments, of course, but little accomplishments. When you make plans, you really fulfill them, you scratch it off the list, but some of it stays. And it's mostly the grocery, going to the grocery store. And then I put it off for 3-4 days, and then I don't feel good, and I have a talk with myself and everything. When you do something, then you got it done. Good job, Marietta. Good job, Marietta. Just like you praise your doggy or your cat or your little baby or your children. Good job. I don't believe in, when the son takes out the trash, he's already 17 and a half years old, and say to him or her, good job, mm-hmm. Susie, or good job, Max. Forget it. I mean, that's overdoing it. Right. I mean, come on, right? But I believe we need to praise ourselves and not wait for others. We can wait for a long time till we're, gray and, we're no longer there. I believe in praise. Very, very important. Okay, next one. What's the best way to keep my skills sharp and relevant?
I think we do need feedback. If we're using our skills to seek feedback, to say, what can I do better? There's always room for improvement, I feel. And I also think by having a discussion with a mentor, find someone who doesn't have to be in your business unit or doing exactly what you're doing, but to get some feedback, to get some insight from someone else can help us to brush up on our skills.
I like that. My thoughts are on it. Everything I do, everything I develop is important. It may not be important to other people, but in order for me to talk about something and develop it and stand behind it, everything I do is important. Now, did I ever think doing a basic time management on air? No. Did I ever think about doing a TV show on toxic cleaning materials? No, but I have. Everything in life is important. It's important to us, to me, maybe not to other people. Mm-hmm. So I know it's important to you and me.
Absolutely.
So let's go for a break, and we'll be right back.
Simplify your medication routine with Synchronization Services at NewtownHealthPharmacy.com. Stay tuned for our health and wellness programs. And happy summer. Your pharmacist at NewtownHealthPharmacy.com, located at 255 South Main Street, Newtown, Connecticut, next to Station 25 Restaurant.
The next question is, and the topic, thriving at work, easy time management tips and making your talents shine. In the studio with me is Jennifer Massari. Now, I just want to finish on the question, what's the best way to keep my skills sharp and relevant? Engage in continuous learning through courses, workshops, or self-study to refine and expand your skill set. Stay sharp with constantly working at it. You can only, this is us here on air, you can only get better and better learning by doing. Mm-hmm. So the more we present, the more we dive and immerse ourselves into topics and present them, the better we get at it. Or we won't. Mm-hmm. Then you're just not, you're not enjoying your presentation. You don't want that. You don't want to be, like here, we don't have the physical audience, but I know we have audiences out there. Some of them are really interested. They enjoy the show. Some of them say, "Hey, you know, they're giving advice again." That's fine too. So we know we have a mixture of everybody. But in order to know if you're really, really how well it's received, I learned that this week, and I'd like to share just some tidbits with our audience and with you here. In a local business, I had an idea. I talked to two directors, and I said, "I'd like to bring such and I can't talk about the program yet." But I said, "I'd like to bring such and such program to you." And they both loved it. They both loved it. So we're in the process of finishing up so we can have a date and you know, go into the company. But as soon as I suggested it, we love it. We love it. So again, I want to be mindful. I don't want to say anything yet, but you will hear all the details once it's all done. So that was just a total, that in itself activated me. Hey, wait a minute, my own value. And immediately they said, "This is wonderful. This is exactly what our employees need." So, and I said, "You know what? I like that feedback from the radio too. I don't always get it, you know, but also, professional people are listening to the show always. They do say to me, 'Marriott, that was really great,' you know," and so forth. So, yes, we do look for feedback, but
we do.
I don't wait for it because I'd be an old lady by the time I, you know. But no, we all need it, you know.
I like what you said about continuous learning, and I often think that we don't. People think you have to go to school or you have to take a class all the time, but it could be just sitting with somebody and
with us.
Yeah. Finding out what they do and learning that way.
Exactly. Because whether you're slicing or dicing your day like a master chef with time management tips or showing off your skills like a karaoke champion on a Saturday night, you got the tools to make it all happen. And remember, the clock may be ticking, but with the right moves, you'll be the one who makes the time. And as for shining, don't just sparkle, go full on a disco ball. Now call us. We want you to call us, kmareducation.org. You know, look at the website, look at the accomplishments, look at the businesschampion.com, look at the healingmindmagazine.com. Those are all my accomplishments. Everything on that website, on those websites, it's true. It's my life journey. So I'm going to give you my number, 203-505-3660, and become our friend. We love friends. I need friends. You want friends too, right?
I do.
Yeah, we do. We have no friends. Even though I have 16,000 on TikTok, we're not really friends. Come on. And on Facebook, 5,000. I mean, we're not friends. Mm-hmm. But some of them are really old friends from Europe, you know, the artists, them, you know, and so forth. That's how I built the Healing Mind magazine, and featuring different artists, you know, from Austria or Germany or New Zealand, wherever they are in the world. So everything has its place with mm-hmm. me. And you also need everybody in order to sharpen the skills. You need a practicing ground. We love to have you. We'll include you, you know, in our events, in our radio programs. We'll create work for you. And it's fun. They're projects, not work. Projects. We do them with such joy. But everything has to really have good content, you know, and with motivation, because if you don't have the motivation, forget it. You can talk all day long, which we don't want to do. So a very happy, happy Saturday, I wish everybody. Thank you, Jennifer. Thank you, Rich. He's nodding. And we'll see you next week. So take care.
Thank you.
Thank you.